This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. What you do first with whatever is entrusted to you indicates where you are in your relationship with God. That's why the Israelites were instructed in Deuteronomy 26 to take some of the first fruits of all they produced from the territory God had given them, put it in a basket, and bring it to the place where God dwells. Then they were to affirm their devotion to God by giving it to Him as an offering. In this act of giving their first fruits, they were to declare their appreciation for all God had done in bringing them to their present state and express their devotion to Him. When we give God our leftovers, we will always find it hard to come up with sufficient ways to adequately express our appreciation. We also will find that whatever is given is likely given grudgingly. When first fruits are given, we will find it easier to rejoice in the giving, confident that God will be pleased and that He will enable us to live adequately on what is left. It thus sets a tone for all of life. That might also be why there are many encouragements in the Bible to seek God when you first get up in the morning. When He is the focus of our attention first, He will put everything else we encounter the rest of the day in its proper place and enable us to handle it joyfully and adequately. This is no doubt why Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Someone has rightfully challenged us with these words, "Always keep first things first." If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.